Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Simply Vegan podcast, the show that's all about making veganism easy, fun, and accessible. Brought to you by the team at Vegan Food and Living, the UK's best-selling vegan magazine. You can catch us every Tuesday and every Thursday.
Cue the M&S food soundtrack. This is not just any vegan range. This is the award-winning Plant Kitchen M&S vegan range, as voted by you, our lovely listeners. Whether you're aiming to eat less meat or just trying something different, Plant Kitchen by M&S Food means you'll never have to compromise on taste. From fuss-free prepared meals to scratch cooking ingredients and on-the-go sandwiches, there's something for everyone. Today, Molly is back from her holidays to share the highs and lows of being a vegan abroad, whilst I've been eating lots of sandwiches, including the new tuna option at Starbucks. We discuss the upcoming podcast show London, where we're hoping to hook up with fellow vegan podcaster Fern Cotton in our dreams, and what on earth us vegans should do about pesky summer insects like flies and wasps, because obviously we're not going to kill them, right? So in today's episode, we also review falafels and burgers from Good Life, tasty snacks from Love Corn, and chocolate treats from Prodigy.
I've been on holidays and I'm back now.
How was it?
Oh, it was so nice. When we got there, it was so cloudy, like so cloudy. And I was a bit pissed off. I was just what is the point of me being here? And then it started to rain and we couldn't find the hotel, but like, We were just kind of doing it all on Google Maps, like left the airport and like walked half an hour to just find wherever we were going. It was so hot, but also so like cloudy, so very humid. But then throughout the week, it was just, I can't tell you how much sangria I've consumed.
Really?
Oh my goodness. I was drinking it like a fish.
It's so good when you're abroad, isn't it? When you try and make it yourself, you're like, oh, this is, what is this? But when you're in a hot country and it's, oh, it's so good.
The fruit, oh, I just love fruit. Fruit soaked in wine is my favorite thing in the whole entire world.
I've decided. Nutter. So come on, tell us about all the food you ate. So you text me, didn't you? You WhatsApp me a picture, and I was like sitting here at work in my office and she's on a bloody beach with this sushi, and I was just like, I hate you.
Oh my god, that sushi was the best thing in the bloody world. Like, it was incredible. It had like strawberries and stuff like in amongst it. It was like strawberries and vegan cream cheese topped with like sesame.
Wakame seaweed.
There might have been some wakame.
My favorite wakame seaweed.
It was
It was so much better than the ones we fried here.
Really?
It was just so fresh.
So and it must be pretty big then, veganism over there. They've got like vegan cream cheese. And...
So basically this sushi restaurant, we went there for lunch on the Friday, which was our last day. And we had a look at the menu beforehand and we thought that it was just like a few bits. We didn't bother going. We thought it was just kind of like a few bits of sushi that could be veganized. And it was just like, there's no, like, we should probably just try somewhere else. But oh my God, we were so wrong. We missed, like, they had an entire like vegan set menu.
Oh, gosh.
They had like tempura, lots of like different kinds of seaweed, gyoza, wakame. Oh, not wakame, what's it called? Tamaki.
Oh,
and wakame.
Right.
Yeah, so good. So we went there for dinner as well.
Nice.
In the same day. But beforehand, we kind of struggled. I'm not going to lie. There was lot of... I know. We used Happy Cow and it was great. But a lot of the places were shut.
Oh, what? Because it was off peak?
I don't know what it was. It was just like permanently closed or the hours would be a bit funny. So we did struggle. There was a lot of burgers. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's such a shame.
I know. I mean, it was delicious. Don't get me wrong. Like, lots of burgers, lots of fries. We were making our own sandwiches, but we managed to get like some vegan, I don't know what it was, kind of like ham, but kind of like with a Mediterranean coating.
Okay.
Which is quite interesting. So we had some of that and some sandwiches. So that was nice. Lots of sandwiches.
Right.
That we make ourselves. Like hummus, red pepper, and some like sort of leaves, which was some leaves that we found.
A few weeds off the roadside.
Found some, yeah, a bit of bark chucked in there too. Whatever.
I remember going to Portugal years ago and I remember having a lot of this like, I think it was like a mackerel pate or something. And then we had this chicken dish in like a creamy sauce. So what are the traditional dishes of Portugal? Is it stuff like that?
Yeah, a lot of pork.
Really
meat heavy, like really lots of fish, obviously. Loads of salted fish. I've never seen so much hung on the wall salt cured fish. It was just everywhere. Which is like fine, that's like the food of the country, and like I wouldn't go there and be like, where's my vegan food? Do you know what I mean? I would never go to a country that isn't natively vegan and be like, where's my vegan food? I think that's just, I don't know, but we coped, like, don't get me wrong, we did cope and we weren't hungry, but it was just like a lot of bread and crisps and chips.
Oh no.
Until we found this sushi and like it was honestly like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Like,
oh,
it was just
good. So
good and so fresh. When we went in the restaurant was just incredible. It was just so grand and there was a button on the table that you pressed and they'd come over whenever you need anything. It was served on a boat. Oh gosh,
that sounds amazing. I was so glad you had a good time.
Yeah, amazing. Happy to be back though. Happy to be making my own food again and kind of like eating a bit fresher, because I did at the end of it, I just thought, I don't know if I can look at a slice of bread ever again.
Oh, that's such a shame. But yeah, it's hard, isn't it, when you're abroad? It's, you know, you don't necessarily know where to go.
No.
I've just got back from a wedding. So it was in Hampshire, so sort of away for the night.
Lovely.
Lots of drinking and dancing. They did afternoon tea and we all sat outside, which was lovely. They did some vegan sandwiches and vegan cakes, which was good. And then
what were the vegan sandwiches?
I think they were like tomato and cucumber and then maybe a vegan cheese, I think. But they were really nicely done. They've made an effort, put like little salad with it and like big beefsteak tomatoes and stuff.
Ooh, so, lovely.
Yeah, it was nicely done. It wasn't just kind of like, oh God, quick, nip to Tesco and get them.
Yeah.
No.
Tomato, white bread, cucumber.
Yeah. Then when I was slightly hungover the morning after... my daughter and I went to Starbucks and I got a vegan tuna sandwich, but had like vegan horseradish with it. That was delicious.
Ooh.
Again, lots tuna. Of sandwiches. Yeah, tuna with an H.
I didn't know they started doing that at Starbucks.
Yeah, they had loads of options. They had like a no meatball marinara wrap. They had a cheese and tomato toasty. They had, oh, what else?
I know they do the Beyond Meat breakfast.
Yes, sort of they had that
thing, don't they?
Yeah, no, they had a really good selection. I was impressed.
Mm.
So yeah, that was good. Oh, I just honestly, like before the wedding, I just did this water cleanse and I honestly felt amazing. I had so much energy. And then obviously the day after the wedding, I literally just like carb loaded for 12 hours till I went to bed.
That's what you do it for though, you know?
I know. Today I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired. But anyway, we need to get ourselves, get our energy up. We've got the podcast show this week, haven't we, in London?
We have. I booked my ticket, my train ticket. Woo! You'll be happy to know.
So we're going to see Fern Cotton.
We are. Oh, my God.
I think Gary Lineker's there.
Love that. Love that.
I didn't even know he hosted a podcast, did you?
No. We're going on the Wednesday, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think there's the My Dad Wrote a Porno. I think the people that do that are there as well, which would be interesting.
Yeah, loads of people. So yeah, it's going to be really exciting and hopefully get lots of sort of ideas and inspiration for our podcast. And next week is our 100th episode.
We're old.
Oh, I know. I do feel very old this week.
Are we going to get a card from the Queen?
I hope so. Yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, you know, it's her platinum jubilee as well next week. So I'm sure she
won't. But it's, you know, our 100th episode. I'm sorry, but can't have it all, Queenie.
I'm sure she's a regular listener.
Where's our bank holiday?
Oh, I can't wait for a few days off. That's going to be nice. Have you got anything planned for it?
No, I've not. My partner and I, we're moving out of our house we haven't got a date yet, but we're going to be moving out soon. We think this is going to be our last summer in our lovely home. So we wanted to do like a nice little, barbecue.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Get some friends around, kind of just have a sort of bit of a do.
Yeah. That'd be good. My mum's really going to town. She's like, I've got bunting, I've got games, we're going to do three-legged sack race or whatever it's called.
Oh God, three-legged sack race.
Hang on, no, maybe a sack race and a three-legged race, I don't
know. Yeah, I was going to say that's a hybrid of games.
Yeah, she's literally going to town, so we're doing that, and then we're like with all the kids and stuff.
Cute.
And then there's a street party on my road, so that'll be fun. They did one for I think it was VE Day a few years back during COVID.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's quite nice. You get to chat to your neighbours and like the little old ladies that live down the road. And
do you sort of bring food, or do you kind of just eat your own food?
Yeah, I think you just like bring dishes. So, I mean, I can't remember last time. I think I was just kind of on the Prosecco. I wasn't really. Yeah, because obviously
I've got
none
my
of
own
it's
food in the house.
No, I don't think, you know, none of them. I really can't be bothered to try and coordinate vegan food and stuff. So I was just like, we'll eat before we go and then just do a bit of mingling, keep it simple.
That sounds cute though.
Yeah. So yeah, lots to look forward to this summer. I just want to quickly talk about flies because I need your advice, Molly. So they're the bane of my life.
I hate them.
I cannot. Right. So they're in the kitchen and I'm getting really stressed because I'm, you know, like you're landing all over the work surfaces and plus you're going to die if you don't get outside.
Yeah.
You're going to die in my kitchen.
What type of flies are we talking? Like the fat ones or the ones, do you know, have you seen the ones that kind of like stay in the middle of the room and just hover?
Oh, like fruit flies.
Maybe fruit flies, but they're not like tiny because you have ones that are on plants. Those I literally want them all to just go away because they're just killing all of my plants. My peace lily is terrible. I think it's my fault. I'm blaming the flies, but I think it's me.
Yeah, peace lilies are easy to keep alive.
Shut up.
No, I'm talking a bit about the big fat blue bottles that get in every time you open the back door. It's like, oh, in we go. Yeah. And then we're going to buzz around your kitchen for like weeks on end. So I'm literally like, I'll get them on the window and then I'll open the window and then they fly back into the room.
They're so stupid, aren't they? I shout at them all the time.
I know, but then I'm like, you know, I'm vegan. I'm trying to save you. I'm everyone's like, just swat them. And I'm like, no, I can't kill them. It'll be bad karma and it's bad for the planet and just can't kill anything. So what on earth should I do?
My first reply was going to be, don't open your windows.
Just keep everything shut. My mum has this like beaded curtain, which does work, but it's cute. An absolute pain in the bum because you're trying to like go outside with your cup of tea or your plate of food and you're literally like trying to get through this big thick beaded curtain.
You can get like Velcro ones as well, can't you? That like you put Velcro on the window frames. They're not a nice thing to look at.
No, this is it. Well, I'd love to hear what our listeners do. So email us simplyvegan@anthem.co.uk.
Yeah.
Tell us how you deal with the summer insects without
are just a nightmare. I'm sitting here now with my window open and the amount of times I'm just like, mate, the wasps are so much more intelligent. Like I'll open the window. They know the crack. They'll get out. Like they know the situation. The bloody flies. And they're just like, I don't know. I've had enough of them now. I've given them the cold shoulder.
It's like spiders. So I had this massive,
the horrible one.
Spider web. Well, I don't mind spiders. It's just sometimes it's like, well, I'd like to sort of clean up that corner, but I don't want to damage the spider web. So I literally had to sort of wipe the floor around it and then take the bits out of the cobweb. And literally I'm like, oh, sorry, spider.
You're too kind. You are too kind. I'm going to put my hands down. I will never kill a spider, but I don't want them in my house.
Right. So you sort of put them out.
Yes. I don't do it. What if they kill me? I am not doing that.
Oh, that's so funny. It's so weird, isn't it, how people are scared of spiders. My sister is terrified, like properly screaming.
Me too. Why have they got so many legs?
Well, they probably think that about us. Why are you so bloody big?
Yeah. But it's not, I don't hear that screaming.
Anyway, shall we do our reviews for this week? So
let's go.
Let's talk falafels. They're such a vegan staple, but some of them are super dry, aren't they?
I think sometimes the best ones I've had, have you ever had eat a pita in Bristol?
Oh, yes.
Those are so good.
It's like burgers though, isn't it? It's what you put with them. It's all the sauces and the salad.
But even just the falafel on its own, it's just bloody great. It's just so nice. Mm. It's just because it's deep fried. I think that's what it is.
True. Yeah.
Which is annoying, but
they're pretty easy to make, aren't they, as well?
Oh, I've such a hit and miss. Every time I go to make a falafel, it's either the best thing in the world or I cry because it just goes so bad.
I think
I don't leave it sit, or like whenever I've done them before and they've gone wrong, it's because I've not let them sit in the fridge to sort of like absorb all the moisture, or like it kind of just goes like hummus.
Oh, really? So you're sort of over blending it maybe.
Yeah, I think so. But now I've got my Ninja food processor, I think I'm going to be fine.
Ooh, another gadget.
I had it at Christmas, but I don't use it.
What?
No, I'm joking. I do use it, just not to make falafels because I'm scared.
Well, we tried the Good Life falafels. They do a whole range, don't they? And some of it's vegetarian, some of it's vegan.
Yes.
I could only find the falafels. I couldn't find, they do some like vegan burgers and stuff, I think, don't they?
Did they not send them to you?
No, I had to have vouchers.
Oh, they sent them to me.
Oh, okay.
I've had the falafel, the paella slices.
Right.
And they were like these firecracker something or other, but they're basically like a sort of bean patty with gochujang, which is like Korean chili paste, which is my favorite thing in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
And they were so good. The firecracker ones were my favorite.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were good. they were like, I think we've spoken about this before. Do you know, like, there's the vegetable fingers with like sweet corn and peas and stuff, like the visible ones.
Yeah.
The ones that you don't like.
Yeah. They like those, but
they taste a bit like, they like look like that a little bit, but I love that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, down here, unfortunately, I had to be sent the vouchers to go and find them, and all I could find was the Flaffles, but I did love them, and they're so good to have in the freezer because you can just
so good
get them out, chuck them, you know, in the oven and serve with a salad or slaw or in a pita or
I put mine in a wrap.
Yeah, with anything. So they're £1.80 for 14, which is good.
Yeah, and they're not so dry. Sometimes when I've had like frozen falafels, they're just so dead.
You can't even sort of chew them, can you? They're so like
so bad.
Well, we tried some snacks as well from Love Corn. They do so many flavors, don't they? Smoked barbecue, salt and vinegar, chili,
chocolate.
But I don't, were they vegan though, the chocolate ones?
Oh no, but are they not?
Sorry, babes.
That's so bad. I thought because it, oh my god,
I know. Well, when I saw milk chocolate, I thought, well, that's, yeah, it's all right.
I don't know why I didn't
it's not the end of the world. It's a regular vegan occurrence, isn't it? Not the milk powder.
Why is it there? Just why is it there?
I know.
Anyway, the flavors were quite interesting. I've only sort of in the last year tried this kind of like flavored crunchy corn. I've had like chili and lemon flavor before, which was so nice. But my favorite ones were the salt and vinegar.
Yeah, really nice with a, like a glass of wine or something, like on a warm day. It's just, they're just a nice sort of different snack, aren't they, other than crisps?
Crisps and nuts, like I've done them now. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a peanut in a bar with some beer, like I'm in heaven. God, I sound off my head today.
In a bar with a pint.
Oh god, so I'm back in the UK. Yeah, they were delicious.
Yeah, they're £1 a bag, and they're available at like most of the supermarkets, aren't they?
Yeah, and lots of like bougie bars as well. I've seen them popping up.
Bougie, I love that word.
Bougie,
is it bougie or bougie? Bougie.
Bougie. Oh god,
I am so not bougie anyway.
Ah, oh, yes you are.
I'm not. And also, we had a little bit of chocolate this month, didn't we?
We did.
New Galaxy white chocolate from Asda, exclusively available at Asda, actually, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you like white chocolate? Because I'm not a fan.
Are you not? Okay, so I would literally eat Milky Bar until the cows come home when I ate dairy.
Really?
I loved Milky Bar so much. Like, it was just so good. But the vegan one, I don't know, it's just not quite cracked yet. It kind of almost tastes a bit like cheap advent calendar.
Yeah, I find chocolate. That with a lot of them.
Yeah, but this Galaxy one was actually quite nice. While it was a little bit sweet, I think that because it was made with almond milk, am I right in saying?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because it was made with almond milk, it was kind of a bit nutty, which kind of took away the sweetness a little bit. But why is the bar so small?
I know, £3, and it's very, very thin.
Yeah.
I didn't actually mind this, even though I don't particularly love white chocolate. So yeah, it's worth a try. But yeah, come on, let's get the price down. The bar's bigger, please.
Yes, give me what I need.
Another thing we tried was the Prodigy salted caramel egg, and that's £1 in Holland and Barrett. Really liked this. Really nice.
It was really good. I'm so surprised that you liked this, you know, because I thought it was too sweet.
No,
and you're
the
sugar phobe.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I was just in the mood for it, but it's got quite a high cacao content.
So this brand is quite interesting, actually. They have a lot of the chocolate bars. They're like gut health. Am I right? Yeah. They're good for gut health.
I think so. Yeah. And like high in protein, things like that, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think potentially fiber as well. So that's why I had the whole box in one. the hazelnut one was my favorite out of those chocolate bars. I just love hazelnut chocolate.
I love hazelnut. If something's got a bit of like a crunch to it, that's my favorite.
My fave.
What are you having for your tea tonight?
Oh my God.
Bloody hell. Here we go.
So we got sent some really exciting like Asian products from this really cool Japanese company. So I am testing those out. So we are having some sort of I don't want to spill too much away because I don't want to spoil the later review, but we're making some sort of like Korean chicken wings from the lovely tofu that they sent.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And then doing like a burger to go with it as well, making like an Asian slaw. We're also making our own kimchi. It won't be ready for tonight, but we're making our own kimchi.
Jesus Christ, right? May as well just quit now. Oh man, that sounds so good. Well, I'm going to attempt a West African peanut soup.
Ooh.
Which I think is more like a sort of curry / stew than an actual soup. I think you have it with rice. But it's a recipe from Cookie and Kate, which is sort of like a Whole Foods blog. It's a really easy one. It's just like vegetable stock, red onion, ginger, garlic, collard greens or kale, peanut butter, tomato puree, hot sauce, and chopped peanuts.
That sounds so delicious.
Yeah. So if anyone wants a recipe, go to cookieandkate.com and have a look. But yeah, I am quite excited to have that. I feel like I need the peanut-based energy tonight.
That will sort you out. Are you going to have rice with it or are you going to have it on its own?
No, I'm definitely having rice with it.
Yeah, you've got to.
All
the carbs. You need to. I've been making, so I think I mentioned it last week or the week before even, I don't know, that I'm trying like ginger shots. Like I've started making my own.
Nice. I used to do that.
But I don't know. I basically found this recipe on Instagram and it's ginger with the skin on and everything, washed obviously, but with the skin on. Then some orange, like the juice of an orange. And then the rind and the skin of the orange.
Right.
Turmeric. What else I put in there? Water, black pepper to activate the turmeric.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar?
No.
No.
I think that might have just been it, you know.
Okay. That sounds like a really nice cleansing shot.
It's quite nice, but I don't know if I like it with the orange rind in there. It's a bit too bitter.
Yeah, leave that out then.
Yeah, I might. I mean, I can drink the stuff that I've got, but I think I might just do it without next time.
What is this for? Is this like every morning to kind of like...
Yeah, just make me feel alive.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it, how something like that really does sort of wake you up. Like sometimes I'll do a shot of apple cider vinegar and I'm like, woo, I feel great.
Or I can't do the apple cider though. Oh my goodness me. It makes me want to be sick.
Sometimes I think you've got to be in the right mood. Sometimes you're just like, oh no, I couldn't face it. But other times I'm like, bring it on.
Bring it on, baby. You're insane.
I mean, apple cider vinegar is amazing, isn't it? So if you have it before food, I think it slows the sort of the way you metabolize the food. So basically you don't get that big sort of spike.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's good if you're sort of pre-diabetic or something. So it
Okay. I know what you mean. And would it then also kind of make you feel fuller for longer?
I think so. Yeah. So the energy is like released slower from your food. Something like that. Anyway. Yeah. So my sister's been doing it because she is, I think she's pre-diabetic. She had gestational diabetes when she was pregnant. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's a little health tip for the day. Anyway, I'll see you on Wednesday at the podcast show, Molly. And we will
see you there, baby.
We'll report back. Hopefully we'll chat to our old mate, vegan Fern Cotton.
You love Fern Cotton. I'm like this. I'm going to watch you like meet your hero. So fun.
Hi, Fern. It's me. She'll be like, why is that crazy woman waving at me?
Burn!
Yeah, I saw her DJ at Camp Festival, and I love her cookbook. So yeah, I will be fangirling whilst
love
there.
That.
And yeah, Thursday I'm chatting to Paul Brown from Boll, all about how to get more plants into your diet. And next week I'm hopefully chatting to Heather Mills for our 100th episode.
Love that.
So yeah, that'd be really exciting to chat to her because she's got such an interesting life story. I mean, it's just incredible the things she's done. Cool. Well, we'll see you all next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.